What are the differences? How do I tell if people are an E, S, B, or I without knowing much about them? One of the ways is by listening to their words. A person who comes from the E or employee quadrant might say, "I am looking for a safe, secure job with good pay and excellent benefits." A person who comes from the S or self-employed quadrant might say, "My rate is $35 per hour," or, "My normal commission rate is 6% of the total price," or, "I can't seem to find people who want to work and do the job right," or, "I've got more than 20 hours into this project." A person operating out of the B or business owner quadrant might say, "I'm looking for a new president to run my company." Lastly, someone operating out of the I or investor quadrant might say, "Is my cash flow based on an internal rate of return or net rate of return?" Words are tools. Once my rich dad knew who the person he was interviewing was at the core, at least for that moment, he would know what that person was really looking for, what he had to offer, and what words to use when speaking to him. Rich Dad always said, words are powerful tools. If you want to be a leader of people, then you need to be a master of words. One word may excite one type of person, while that same word would completely turn off another person. For example, the word risk might be exciting to a person in the I, investor quadrant, while evoking total fear to someone in the E, employee quadrant. He would say, "Hear their words, feel their souls." Because behind the words a person chooses are the core values and core differences of that individual. When I hear the word secure or benefits, I get a sense of who the person might be at the core. The word secure is a word often used in response to the emotion of fear. If a person feels fear, then the need for security is often a commonly used phrase for someone who comes predominantly from the E, employee quadrant. When it comes to money and jobs, there are many people who simply hate the feeling of fear that comes with economic uncertainty, hence the desire for security. The word benefit means people would also like some kind of additional reward that is spelled out, a defined and assured extra compensation, such as a health care or retirement plan. The key is that they want to feel secure and see it in writing. Uncertainty does not make them happy. Certainty does. For them, the idea of security is often more important than money. The S, self-employed, want to be their own bosses, or they like to do their own thing. Often, when it comes to the subject of money, a hardcore S, self-employed, does not like to have his or her income be dependent on other people. Those who are self-employed do not like having the amount of money they earn dictated by someone else, or by a group of people who might not work as hard as they do. They also understand that if they do not work hard, then they don't deserve to be paid much. When it comes to money, they have fiercely independent souls. So while the employee often will respond to the fear of not having money by seeking security, the S, self-employed, will often respond by taking control of the situation and doing it on their own. When it comes to fear and financial risk, they want to take the bull by the horns. In this group, you find well-educated professionals who spend years in school, such as doctors, lawyers, and dentists. Also in the S, self-employed group, are people who took educational paths other than, or in addition to, traditional school. In this group are direct commission salespeople, real estate agents, small business owners, restaurateurs, consultants, therapists, hairstylists, and artists, to name a few. Self-employed people are often hardcore perfectionists. And that is why we hire them. If you hire a brain surgeon, you want that brain surgeon to have had years of training and experience. But most importantly, you want this brain surgeon to be a perfectionist. The same goes for a dentist, hairstylist, marketing consultant, plumber, lawyer, or a corporate trainer. You, as the client hiring this person, want someone who is the best. For this group, money is not the most important thing about their work. Their independence, the freedom to do things their way, and to be respected as experts in their field are much more important than mere money. Many S, self-employed types, are hesitant to hire and train other people because once trained, they often end up as their competition. This in turn keeps them working harder and doing things on their own. The B, business owner, could almost be the opposite of the S, self-employed. Those who are true Bs like to surround themselves with smart people from all four categories. Unlike the S, self-employed, who do not like to delegate work because no one could do it better, the true B likes to delegate. The true motto of a B is, Why do it yourself when you can hire someone to do it for you, and they can do it better? Henry Ford fit this mold. My rich dad's idol was Henry Ford. He had me read books about people like Ford and John D. Rockefeller, the founder of Standard Oil. Rich Dad constantly encouraged his son and me to learn the essence of leadership and the technical skills of business. There is a science to business and leadership as well as an art to business and leadership. For me, both are lifelong studies. Leadership, Rich Dad said, is the ability to bring out the best in people. So he trained his son and me in the technical skills necessary to become successful in business. Technical skills such as reading financial statements, marketing, sales, accounting, management, production and negotiations. And he really stressed that we learn to work with and lead people. Rich Dad always said, the technical skills of business are easy. The hard part is working with people.